From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. The International Committee for the Red Cross says the evacuation of rebels and civilians from the Syrian city of Aleppo is likely to take several days. Spokesperson Anna Nelson.
My understanding is that a fourth evacuation may be underway, but in total, 3,000 people were evacuated on Thursday alone, including 40 severely injured people and children.
The evacuation was arranged under a ceasefire deal brokered by Turkey and Russia this week. The U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Samantha Power, had some strong words amid reports of mass civilian casualties.
The regime of Bashar al-Assad, Russia, Iran, and their affiliated militia are the ones responsible for what the UN called a complete meltdown of humanity. And they are showing no mercy.
The UN has reported allegations that men have gone missing after crossing the government. Facebook is taking new measures to curb the spread of fake news on its huge social network. It'll focus on the worst of the worst offenders and partner with outside fact-checkers and news organizations to sort honest news reports from made-up stories that play to people's passions and preconceived notions. President Barack Obama says the U.S. must and will take action against Russia in response to cyber interference in the presidential election. Obama telling NPR News the U.S. will respond at a time and place of our choosing. His comments are the clearest indication to date that whatever response the United States is planning has not yet occurred. You're listening to VOA. The revelation of Yahoo's latest hack underscores that what many Americans have known for years, all those emails, photos, and other personal files stored online can easily be stolen, and there's little anyone can do about it. Yahoo revealed on Wednesday that information was stolen from more than 1 billion user accounts. Niloufar Razi Howe is Chief Strategy Officer and Senior Vice President at RSA Solutions. She explains why it's so important to have a unique password.
Our lives take place in the digital world, and so many users don't practice great security hygiene. So the passwords we use on our email are often the same passwords we use for our banking apps, for our credit card websites, for all our digital lives. And so when our email gets hacked, the rest of our digital lives are made insecure.
The only saving grace is that the attackers apparently didn't exploit the information for fraud. Oil prices are in decline again after a recent rise when they reached about $56 a barrel, the highest in 18 months. The prices of crude went up after the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries reached a deal with oil-producing countries outside the cartel to jointly reduce output to curb global oversupply. The price dipped on Wednesday and amid reports of a jump in crude inventories in the United States. There are concerns that an oil glut and a stronger dollar may lead to another drop in crude prices, Zlatica Hoke reports.
OPEC Secretary General Mohamed Barkindo told VOA that cartel members, as well as non-members, have been struggling in recent years.
Prices have crashed by as much as 80%. Companies have folded up in hundreds as a result of that. Investments in the industry have also contracted severely.
He says the situation is harmful not only to the oil industry, but also to the global community, because it is threatening future supplies. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Police in Washington said Thursday that they've issued a permit for the Women's March on Washington, a demonstration planned for the day after the inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump. The Metropolitan Police Department says it's issued a permit for the January 21st march to start near the U.S. Capitol. Organizers have said they will march down Independence Avenue. Police said that their application, march organizers estimated 200,000 participants. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.